So, BJ, into this week three game we go. In week one, the Chiefs face off against the runner-up for MVP in J.J. Watt. This year, they face the actual MVP and quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, when you talk about the Green Bay Packers, you have to start with Aaron Rodgers, arguably the best quarterback in the NFL, and he's particularly good on the big stage. He's 4-1 in his career on Monday Night Football, and he's even better at home at Lambeau Field. In the last 18 regular season games at home, Aaron Rodgers has thrown 48 touchdowns and zero interceptions. Just an amazing number. This is the last game the Chiefs are going to be without projected starting cornerback Sean Smith, as he's dealing with that three-game suspension. So you look at Marcus Peters, Phillip Gaines and company back there are going to be tested by Aaron Rodgers. And one thing that we know about Rodgers and all elite quarterbacks is they're going to attack whatever they feel like they have the best advantage with. So the depth of the secondary for the Chiefs has to be ready to play in this game on Monday night.
Packers are such an efficient team, and that extends to the defense. A major player on the defensive side of the ball is Clay Matthews. And though he has 61 career sacks, he has none this year, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how somebody like Clay Matthews can go from being an outside linebacker, and now they've got him on the inside. Now, he'll move around a little bit. Last game was primarily at inside linebacker. They've had some injuries there, but when you take a playmaker and you move him around, wherever he's at, you have to account for him because he can run around. He's very quick to the ball. He's got a lot of closing speed, so he can still make a lot of plays, even though he's not coming off the edge, getting after the quarterback. But there's a lot of guys in the front seven of the defense you have to worry about. B.J. Raji is another one. Julius Peppers leads him in sacks with 2.5. So you've got to account for those guys up front, but the whole defense kind of rallies around Clay Matthews, and the Chiefs are always going to have to know where he's at on the field.
I know one thing the Chiefs will be focusing on this week is turnovers. Last week, despite the 5 turnovers, Denver did need those 2 touchdowns at the end to win the game. So they're playing well despite the turnovers, but they'll want to fix that this week.
Yeah, it starts with quarterback Alex Smith. He's 46-15-1 in his career when he doesn't throw an interception. Now, that's not all on Alex. We know they had the 5 turnovers last week. Lots been made about that, but you know, one of them he got hit. So a lot of it has to do with protection up front, routes on the outside, a lot of things that we don't know what's happening out on the field, but we've got to take care of the ball as a group and not give Aaron Rodgers and that offense a short field. They don't need any more help. But if they can take care of the ball, get the running game going with Jamal Charles, because I know he's going to be motivated to do well in this game.
Right, Jamal Charles again with the 2 fumbles last week, but he's one of the best players in the game, so you really look at him to kind of step up in this one.
Yeah, and the Packers have struggled so far this season against the run. Granted, the sample size is pretty small, but in 2 games, they ranked 30th in the NFL, giving up 154 yards per game on the ground. In week 1, it was Matt Forte, the Chicago Bears, and last week it was Marshawn Lynch. Didn't have a Marshawn Lynch-type game, but Russell Wilson got outside the pocket, ran a little bit. We know Alex Smith can do that. So it'll be interesting to see how Jamal Charles responds from the game he had last Thursday against the Broncos. You know he's going to be motivated, and there's nothing more powerful than a playmaker like Jamal Charles coming into this game with a chip on his shoulder.
Right. And lastly, a stat for the road. In 7 of 9 games that Reed has played against the Packers has come down to 7 points or less. In 4 of the 9 games has come down to 3 or less. So we should see a close game.
Yep. It's going to be a good one. I can't wait.
Monday Night Football. Thanks, BJ, for coming in. I'm Pete Sweeney, and now you know what to focus on.